As we're joined right now on a Patriots Friday on WEEI, Jones and Keefe, by Patriots defensive coordinator DeMarcus Covington. He's brought to you by Rate. Visit shantweei.com to learn more. That's Shant. And by McFarland Energy, a Lennox premier dealer. DeMarcus Covington, how are we doing this week?
Doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. We saw Jerod Mayo make the announcement earlier this week that Drake May will be the starting quarterback for the team. He said today that there's a renewed sense of energy around the team as Drake May has had a good couple of days in practice. How would you describe how he's looked in practice, and do you agree with the renewed sense of energy around the team?
No, I would just say, like, I thought that it was a great work of practice overall as a team. For me, man, I've just been worried about C.J. Stroud. I've been trying to focus on him, trying to get our defense to understand the great qualities he brings to the game and what he's going to do on Sunday and get our guys ready to play. So that's what I kind of been my focus been on, really the defensive side. But I agree. I thought we had a great week of practice starting with Wednesday. Thursday, and then, you know, we just got off the practice field today. Thought that was a good reps and execution, too.
So what is it that makes C.J. Stroud so good? I know he won't have one of his top targets this weekend in Nico Collins, but they still have plenty of other guys to throw the ball to. But he had one of the best rookie years last year, and then it seems like it's picked up where he left off so far this year.
Yeah, I mean, he can really do it all. He can make all the throws. All right, he's calm under pressure. He can use his feet, you know, anytime he needs to. And then, again, they have a good running game that they get going behind that, too. And then when you think about it, like, he does a really good job going through the progressions and, you know, everything they do. And they set it up with the play-action game, too.
I think the offense has scored an average of 8 points a game the last 3 weeks. What does that do, or what sort of challenges, I should say, does that present for you guys on defense?
Yeah, for me, again, I go back with control what I can control, and that's the way that our guys prepare, the way we play, and the things that we ask them to do. And my mindset, we go out there and try to get a three and out or a takeaway. That's how we approach the game. So control what we can control, and then at the end of the day, we need to make sure we do our job to help this football team out.
You know, we saw Marte Mapu make his season debut last week. He played every single snap. What did you see in his performance? And also, maybe settle a bet that I have with a friend. Is he a safety or a linebacker, or is he something else?
I would say for us, you know, the flexibility and position flexibility is great for us. For, you know, whether we got linebackers playing on the edge, safeties playing as linebackers, stars playing as safeties, corners doing the same thing. So D lineman plan, being able to go down and reduce down. That's our defense, flexibility, players who can do multiple things. That's what we kind of look for in players, whether it's in the draft, free agency, however we can get them. Guys who can do multiple roles, and Marte fits right in that in that deal. I thought he did a good job communicating coming in first game. Obviously, you know, the work he put in the offseason, and obviously, you know, during his training portion of to get back on the field, for him to go out there and play every snap, you know, was good for us. Then he did a good job overall, just overall his execution and communication.
Patriots defensive coordinator DeMarcus Covington joining us here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's Patriots Friday. You said you want to control the things you can control. Keon White has maybe freelanced a bit on defense. He had a few costly penalties last week. What's the message to him? And if he keeps it up, is he going to get to keep playing?
No, I would say for Keon, again, like playing fast, playing aggressive, and playing within the framework of the defense. That's really the name of the game for our entire defense. And I won't just single out Keon on that. We have all had our shared mistakes on defense. So that's one of the things we always talk about, being disciplined, playing penalty-free, playing together as a unit. Like all of us as a defense continue to preach that every single day. So we love Keon. He brings a great piece of the game for us. Physical, mental toughness, everything, all of the above. So we love what he does for us.
But is there a line with, like, repeated personal fouls and costly penalties? Yeah. Is there a line where you got to send a stronger message?
Yeah, I would say we always address the penalties, and we obviously want Keon to not have any penalties. You know, if we can go penalty free for, you know, whatever amount of games, that'd be great. But we understand that there are some times where you're playing hard and, you know, things might happen. And obviously for us, we hit on that this week, make sure that we're good on that, keeping strike zone on the quarterback or anything as far as like the horse collar that you're talking about, those different things. We hit that. I think those are all teachable and learnable moments for every single player, because really anybody can be in that position on the quarterback.
You know, as it relates to Jabril Peppers, is that something that are you getting? Is there daily updates? Is it weekly up? Like, I know he's on the commissioner's exempt list, but what's the status for you and just knowing what's going on with Peppers?
Yeah, I think that's a question really for Gerard and Elliot to answer that. For me, it's again, we're just kind of focused on Houston right now. Obviously, we're there in communication with Pep, but we're kind of focusing on it, and they'll keep us updated as the situation goes on.
Has he reached out to you?
Have Peppers? I would say that's between Peppers and I.
Is there as far as Christian Gonzalez's season has gone, do you at times, and I know he's got to work within the whole structure of the defense, but does part of you want to just match him up with the number one receiver and, you know, maybe not for 100% of the snaps, but for the vast majority of the snaps and just allow him to take away one guy? Is that something that you've thought of?
Yeah, I think for us, it's what do we need to do to win as a team? And so whether that's put him on a certain guy for the game or if that's something we want to do differently, I think it depends on week to week and player to player on what we want to do. And I think we make that decision as a staff, and that's what we kind of do as far as when we go on game plan. But he's definitely a dynamic player who has ability to do whatever you ask him to do. So we're glad we have him on our football team.
DeMarcus Covington, Patriots defensive coordinator, joining us here on WEEI. Pats get the Texans. It's a high-flying offense on Sunday at Gillette Stadium. Drake May's first start. DeMarcus, best of luck this season and this weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.